Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller and Police Captain Brian Scherer about the latest recommendations for using city parks.
Our Parks and Recs department has been advertising that, where we're not going to shut down the parks, but we've advised people to stay off the equipment. Because as what we're learning is this virus can survive on these types of surfaces for an extended period of time. And we just don't have the staff power or the resources to disinfect these day after day after day. And so we've been working on educating folks to please adhere to the guidelines, please be cognizant of this, please just, you know, practice social distancing, please stay off the equipment. But there was a big push yesterday with communities throughout the state to just, they're putting signs up, just so we've got signs coming that will be placing the respective parks on the equipment, advising people to stay off. So you might have seen some social media posts from police and Parks and Rec go out today, but that's certainly something that we're trying to make sure we're educating our public on. We want to make sure everybody's staying safe, especially our young ones. Go ahead.
We posted it on our social media, and I looked at some of the comments and questions that were on there. This does not mean you cannot walk through the park on your walk. As long as you're doing your social distancing, you can still walk through the park, enjoy the flowers that are coming up and all that. Just don't be playing on the playground. Another question I saw on social media is, who's going to enforce this? You know, there's always a couple that want to buck the system, but we will. The police will. We're not going to arrest people for playing on the playground, but we are going to educate. I mean, that's part of our role right now is education, and it just needs done. That playground equipment is closed and off limits.
And the restrooms, I put in my weekly email on this last Friday, restrooms are going to be ready, but they're not going to be opened. So I don't want to sound negative about this, but hopefully that might be an extra deterrent for people to be playing on the jungle gyms and monkey bars and whatnot. But you know, I think the thing that we really want to emphasize is this is serious. I mean, yesterday there was 80 some odd reports that came out. This is serious, and we need people to understand the seriousness of it and to really adhere to the guidelines put out by CDC. Practice social distance, your social distancing. We've come across some comments on social media. We don't actively monitor those comments, but you know, one thing that Doug Bylund brought up today was somebody was making the comment, oh, well, we pay our taxes, we should be able to use it. Okay? But we're putting these things in place for the safety of our residents, and please be smart about it.
Has there been any issues at all so far with, I guess, compliance or anything?
We've had one specific complaint, and we've taken care of that. I'm not here to call out any business or anything like that. But yeah, we took care of it. They're in compliance now. So there hasn't been, but you know, what you think about people calling on each other, because everyone's been in compliance. Yeah, people are taking this seriously, and you know, so is the city. The city's taking this really seriously.
Thanks to Ryan Waller and Brian Scherer for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.